Welcome, Visionary Ignition Switch students. We're so happy to have you back. And I'm here, I'm Melissa Rankin, I'm here with Amy Ehlers. And we are so delighted to bring you this special call today. So Amy, take it away. Let's introduce our beautiful special guest.
Awesome. Well, I am so excited and delighted and ignited to be welcoming Alexis Neely, who is my personal badass spiritual priestess lawyer, is honestly one of the most fascinating, amazing women I've ever encountered. And I feel so fortunate because I get to have her as my lawyer, and then also she kicks my ass and, like, calls me out on all of my bullshit. So she's so extraordinary because she knows everything from such a unique perspective. She has this incredible combination of the practical and the spiritual. She's an evolutionary strategist and truth-telling lawyer, which means that you are in for a real treat today as you learn all about the things that we as entrepreneurs don't like to think about, but are so important to think about, the legal, insurance, financial, and tax systems you need beneath your great work from an empowered, enlightened perspective rather than a fear, worry, and doubt and uncertainty. And I know that she's done that for me. So Alexis graduated from Georgetown Law. She's a single mom with two kids, and she's built $2 million plus entrepreneurial ventures and a couple of six-figure ones along the way, you know, just to keep it real. She has tried out and tested just about every online and offline business model that exists and has made more than $1 million of mistakes along the way so that you don't have to. Isn't that kind of her? So today, Alexis is going to share with you $1 million business education. So be ready and take notes and get into action. So welcome, Alexis. We're so excited to have you here, sweetie.
Oh, thank you so much, Amy. That was just a wonderful intro. And I'm going to have to get this recording and listen again and again to you saying all those awesome things about me. Anytime that I forget and my mind starts telling me lies, my big fat lies, I'm going to listen to what you just said. So thank you.
It's the truth, darling. It's the truth. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I would love to get started today by just taking a minute for everybody to get really grounded into why are you here? Why are you in business? Why are you taking your time, making your investment of your energy and your resources to be with Amy and Lissa? And am I saying Lissa's name right, by the way?
Yes, you are. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Okay.
Lisa, and it's
exactly. Good. Yeah. I'm so glad it's Lissa because I love that way of saying it. And, you know, you've invested time, energy, money to bring your gift out into the world, to ignite your vision. Why? Why are you doing it? Mm. Are you doing it for the money? You know what? Because if you are, good. You need money. You need money to support your family. You need money to support your life. But once that money and goal is met, what I find is that most of us move up to another level of why we're doing it. It's no longer about the money. Money needs are met. It becomes about impact. We want to impact either millions of people for so many women or maybe just a few people, but really, really, really deep. Like you want to change their lives, types of impact, right? So you really aren't going to be able to make that kind of an impact at a broad level or a really deep level if you don't have your money stuff together. So you've got to meet those money goals, got to make sure that at least our base level money needs are met so we're not in survival mode because so many of us have been there. I know that I have. And then we can really focus on our impact. And then what I found is that something else gets birthed beyond impact. We've got the impact bug maybe met. For me, it was when I wrote my first book. It's the best-selling book on legal planning for parents. It's called Wear Clean Underwear. And if you're a mom, you need to get that book.
It's such a great book.
It's a really easy way to know that you've done everything right when it comes to taking care of your family if anything happens to you. But then I began to realize that it wasn't just about impact. It was really about, like, what's going to happen after I'm no longer here? Mm. What about the future generations? And then it became about legacy for me. And then all of a sudden, it switched. And it's not that legacy, impact, and money went away, but we transcended and included them, and I started to realize that really, why I'm building my businesses now today is for sustainability. It's so that I can, yes, make the money that my family needs me to make and wants me to make, and yes, so I can have the impact both broad and deep, and yes, so that I can leave a legacy for 7 generations into the future. But even more importantly to me right now today is sustainability, which takes into account all of that and allows me to have the kind of life that I really want, to be able to be a great mom to my kids, to be able to invest in passion projects, and to be able to travel freely and have my businesses still continue to run while I'm out there doing all of those great things at home with my friends and family, with my community, and ultimately with myself as a woman. And so I just want you to take a moment now as we move into this time that we're going to be talking about kind of hard topics, legal, insurance, financial, and tax, to really anchor in why you're in business. Why are you doing this? Why are you going to be willing to move through the hard? And believe me, I'm going to make it easier for you, so don't, you know, think that it's going to be terribly hard. I do make it easier. But still, I mean, you're going to move through resistance. Why? And just anchor that in right now. Hmm. And let's just all receive a big breath together as you do that. And allow that breath to permeate throughout you, knowing that really that's all you actually need. Your breath. Mm. And all the things that we're talking about today, money, impact, legacy, sustainability, legal, insurance, financial, and tax, your business, why you're here in the world. This is the juice of life. But all you really need is your breath. And so at any moment, if you begin to get off balance or feel like, oh God, this is getting hard, this is getting scary, whether during this time that we're together here or later when you're implementing on any of this, just know that you can always come back to that breath. And you just breathe it in through your nose, let it permeate throughout all of your cells, feeding you, feeding you, feeding you, feeding you, and knowing that you are exactly where you need to be and that these lessons are here for you to learn. And some of them you're going to be able to learn from me today, the mistakes that I made, and some of them you're going to need to learn on your own by making your own mistakes and learning from them and remembering back, oh gosh, I remember when Alexa said that. But here's the great news is that because you're going to have remembered what I said and because you're going to be able to have access to getting support going forward, you're not going to have to stay stuck in the mistakes for as long as I did. So that's really where I want to start, is just sharing a little bit with you about my story, and then I'm going to dive into the application on some things that you're going to be able to do right away from a legal, insurance, financial, and tax perspective. And then before we leave, I'll let you know exactly how you can receive my support on an ongoing basis with legal, insurance, financial, and tax, because we're really just touching the tip of the iceberg today. But I, as I said, I promise I will give you some actual steps you can take. So, diving in.
Well, and Alexis, I'm just going to interrupt for a quick second just to say to all of our visionaries that it's just so, I just love being on this call with you, Alexis, because, you know, we've been doing a lot of expert interviews for our Visionary Ignition Switch. And as you can all hear, everybody's been so in alignment with Clueless and IR. And as we've been teaching all of these different things, from marketing strategies to getting Twitter followings to Facebook to, you know, launching a platinum program, all of these things that we've been teaching, we've been continually plugging everybody back into the big why and remembering that it is about that message and meaning that they want in their lives and in the world, and even, as you pointed out, the legacy and sustainability. So you can hear how alignment everything is and who Alexis is and what she's about to teach us around something that I know people can, their inner mean girls, their inner critics, their inner bullies can come up. And so Liz and I are really here today on this call with Alexis to be wearing that student hat and to be led with all of you through this incredible, Alexis's incredible story. And I just wanted to highlight that and just to point out and just say, take it away, Alexis, because I know where you're going and I'm so excited that we're going there.
Me too. Amen.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to really run through my story super fast because I want to get into some actual steps that you can take. But my story in itself is instructive because as Amy mentioned, I'm a lawyer, and you would think that I would not have made any of these mistakes because, well, as a lawyer, I should know better, but I didn't. And because I didn't, that means I know that you don't either. And when I came out of law school, I started at a big law firm, one of the best in the country, but I was totally disillusioned with the practice of law, as I know that many of you are with your corporate jobs and the things that you've done in the past. And so I started my own law firm. This was back in 2003. I had two little kids, a brand new baby and a 3.5-year-old. My husband was staying at home taking care of them, and I knew nothing about business. And all I knew is that I was the breadwinner in the family. I'd given up a 6-figure paycheck, and I needed to figure out how to bring home the bacon. That was the most important thing. And that's what I did. I focused on learning how to make money, and I ignored the foundation of my business. Even though as a lawyer, I was one of those people who believed that if I focused on the legal and insurance parts of my business, that I would attract that thing. That by just even thinking about that, that I would attract problems, lawsuits, and things where I needed insurance. And what I believed at the time is that conscious business meant trusting and being nice and loving everyone. Mm. And that the best way to manage my finances was just to make as much money as possible. So I didn't have to think about it. Well, the universe sent me several very big wake-up calls to show me the way. And those wake-up calls included hiring the wrong CPA and ending up with an unexpected 6-figure tax bill. Yes, you heard that right, 6 figures, unexpected.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
That was a scary week for sure. Hiring the wrong bookkeeper, more than once I did that, and not knowing how to read my reports, you know, the financial reports that would get put on my chair once a month, and I really didn't know what they said or what they meant. And really now looking back, I realized I wasn't even having the right reports created because my bookkeepers didn't understand my business. Heck, I didn't even understand my business enough to be able to communicate with my bookkeeper. There was times that I didn't pay my payroll taxes on time, ended up getting penalized, just my bookkeeper didn't know what they were doing. I didn't know what they were doing. Ultimately, I also was sued by an employee. Now, this was the biggest shocker to me because I thought I was the best employer in the world. I had sent this gal's kid to camp for the summer so that she could have flexibility, never made her track her time, could come in whenever you want, leave whenever you want. And I had a bricks and mortar business, a law firm. Just as long as you get the work done, I didn't make anybody track any time or anything like that. So it was a huge shock to me then when all of that later bit me in the butt and I had this lawsuit filed. I had a lawsuit with a vendor, again, someone who I thought that, you know, we were great buds and she was helping me hire people and we had a dispute and it ended up in a lawsuit. I ended up selling my law firm in 2008, after I had written my book and I started training other lawyers on how to build a law practice, I ended up selling my law firm. And that should have netted me hundreds of thousands of dollars, but I sold that firm to the wrong person because I had bad advice and I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't have the right financial systems in place and ended up having to take that firm back, not getting paid out all that I was supposed to, not even a fraction of it, and ended up having to run the law firm out of my own savings and out of my credit for 6 months. Again, just because I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know about protecting my intellectual property. And you would think, oh, gosh, she's a lawyer. She should have known that. No, I had a friend was my web developer. So, you know, I didn't enter into any special agreements. We were friends. We were buddies. We trusted each other. We loved each other. And that ended up being a big problem. I'm going to tell you a bit more about that in a few minutes so that doesn't happen to you. In fact, I didn't have agreements with anyone. I really didn't think they were necessary. You know, we all loved each other. We were all on this mission together, building this law firm and, you know, doing all this great stuff in the world and building then the lawyer training company. And it was great in one respect. You know, from the outside looking in, you'd say, wow, she's got it made. In 2006, after just 3 years in my law practice, I started making $1 million a year in revenue. Now, for a lawyer, that's a big deal. Most lawyers are making about maybe $125,000, $150,000. In fact, probably the vast majority are under $100,000. So lawyers are just like, you know, all other service providers, exactly the same. People don't really know that. So for me to hit $1 million a year in revenue was a huge thing. And every year since then, my businesses have brought in $1 million a year of revenue. However, here's the side of it that people don't see. I've kept very little of it. And not because I was just allowing it to flow through and investing it in awesome things, but because I was making these really big mistakes. Now, if you are making lots of money in your business right now and you're not keeping a lot of it because you are letting it flow through and you're investing it in coaches and trainings and your own education and in passion projects, that's awesome. That's actually what money loves to do. Money flows. Money is going to flow no matter what. It's really, in my experience, very challenging to hold on to actual money. So you want to be investing that money. You want to be letting it flow through you, but you want to be investing it in things that are meaningful to you, things that are going to make a difference in your life, not into things that I ended up having to invest them in, like settling lawsuits and unexpected tax bills that could have been half the cost and penalties and all the various other things that you're going to hear about in a few minutes. So in 2009, I finally had enough. I decided I couldn't continue to live with chaos in my businesses. It was hurting my message, and it was hurting my impact, and ultimately, it was hurting my legacy, and I was far from sustainable. Even though in that year, we had our best year yet, what I realized, I had this kind of awakening experience at the end of 2009, and part of that was I awakened to the reality that if I didn't change the way I was doing things, I was never going to make enough money. It didn't matter if I was making $40 million. I might as well have been making $20,000 because it was always the same. It was never enough. So I decided that I had to do something different. And I set out to learn everything I could about the issues that I saw were really hurting me and my business, the legal, insurance, financial, and tax issues. And that year, I literally gave myself a $1 million education. But I'll be frank with you, I was reluctant to teach it. But I was participating in a mastermind group that year, and they insisted. They said, I must, and I refused. I said, no way. This stuff is too hard. It's too boring. It's too negative. It's too dreary. There's no way I'm talking about legal, even though I was a lawyer. I wanted to get away from it, and I refused until one day I finally saw the higher purpose. In fact, it was the day that I named this list. I realized that, with the help, by the way, of my mastermind sisters, that LIFT actually stands for legal, insurance, financial, and tax, and that it truly does lift your business when you're not operating in the dark the way that I was, and that it's not just about bureaucracy. It's not about restricting your freedom. It's not about making decisions from worry, doubt, and fear. It's not about, you know, structuring things from a fear-based perspective. It's not about being a downer and focusing on the negative. What it's really about conscious business. This is really what it means to have a conscious business, not just to trust everyone and be all love and light and everything's all peachy all the time. No, it's about reality. It's about the fact that sometimes shit happens, and when you've got your business listed on the right foundation, it doesn't shift you. You're able to remain in your equanimity. You're able to remain awake, aware, alert, conscious, face it, and move through it instead of it stopping you in your tracks, which it kept doing to me again and again and again and again. Every time that something awesome would happen, something equally not awesome would come along, because that's the way reality often is, and it would literally knock me off my path. And I have to stop and deal with some big emotional thing because I didn't have my business lifted on the right foundation. It was really like perching precariously on a house of cards. And so I began to realize that really the higher purpose of LIFT is about you stepping powerfully into your gift to the world, saying yes to your vision, to your message, to your offering, and putting in place a foundation that will really support you, your family, your customers, your legacy. And it's about building a business that makes money, impacts many people deeply, leaves a legacy far beyond you, and is ultimately sustainable, allowing you the freedom to write your books, travel your travels, invest in your passion projects, and be with your children. And once I realized that, and that in fact, all of these things that had happened, all of these apparently really bad things, the lawsuits and the not having the right insurance and the disputes and the conflicts, that all of these things that I want to hide and not tell anybody about were gifts. They were gifts that were given to me so that I could see, so that I could wake up, get into reality, get really conscious about my business, and then start to give it back to you. So we're going to do that right now, and we're going to do that by looking at where you might have holes in your lift foundation and how those holes might be impacting you and your business right now, whether you're just getting started or you've been doing it for a while, whether you're making $20,000 a year, $20,000 a month, or $20,000 a day. These issues impact everyone across the board. It's just a matter of, it's just relative, right? So somebody who's making $20,000 a day is going to have a lot bigger headaches and nightmares and conflicts and stuff to deal with than the person making $20,000 a year. But I can guarantee it, you're all still dealing with the same stuff. It doesn't matter how much money you're making or where you are in your business. The only question is how you're going to deal with it. So let's start by looking at the legal side and where you might have some holes. And the very first one we're going to look at is, in fact, before I do that, let me just give you a little disclaimer. One little, actually it's a three-part disclaimer. I'm a lawyer. I got to give you a disclaimer. The first part of the disclaimer is I'm not your lawyer today, unless you're Amy and you've hired me. And you would know if you've hired me because you would have paid me a lot of money. But if that's not the case, I'm not your lawyer today. What I'm sharing with you is for informational and educational purposes only. And it's not specific to you and your business because I don't know the specifics of you and your business. But you can certainly apply it by taking what I'm giving you and seeking out more guidance, more support, more information, more resources. But knowing that this is going to open your eyes, get you conscious and awake to things that you didn't know about before. It's going to get you in the know. And that, to me, is the most important thing. So that's disclaimer number one. Number two is some of this stuff might bring up some stuff for you. Might bring up resistance, fear, worry, doubt. My intention here is to help you move through that, to see it, to be aware of it, and to help you move through it with ease and grace. And just recognize it. That's all you have to do is just recognize it, breathe into it like we did at the beginning of the call, and know that if it's coming up, it's actually a good sign. It's a sign that shows you you're on the right path, because going where you want to go can be scary. And what I've learned to do is actually transmute that fear feeling into realizing that fear and excitement actually feel a lot the same. And so don't back away from it. Dive into it as much as you possibly can. And then the last disclaimer is that each one of these topics literally could be their own 90-minute program. And we don't have that much time today. We only have a little while. So I'm going to give you as much as I can, but I will also promise to let you know how you can get the support that you need to take all of this further. Because, again, this is just the tip of the iceberg. So,
well, and I'll just chime in here, too, Alexis, that, you know, one of the reasons why we asked Alexis to come for our Visionary Ignition Switch students and do this call today is because I remember way back when I did an interview with Alexis on my Women Masters series back in 2009, and she rocked my world so hard to the core because I didn't understand, like, all the things that she was saying about the agreements was something that I had never done before. I did not have clear and clean agreements because I kept thinking, we're friends, we're visionaries, we're good-hearted people. We don't need to worry about that kind of stuff. We're just going to pretend that all that legal stuff, having clean and clear agreements, we don't need that. Well, that, you know, if you focus on that, it's putting the law of attraction towards something negative if you think about the end. And what I learned was so profound on those calls, and that's why when Lissa and I came together to do Visionary Ignition Switch, oh, darling, we have a written agreement about everything.
Oh, yeah, and Amy, you were so great about that, too, because you were like, look, I know we're in the honeymoon phase, and we just got engaged, and it's all romantic and sweet, and we're in love, and it's great, but, like, hey, let's do the prenup right now while
we're still feeling happy. That's right.
Well,
and what better phase to do that? Because here's the thing in business. I don't really know any businesses that say, till death do you part. I don't know if any most marriages these days that say, death till you part, and that's totally fine.
Right. Yeah.
And that is does not mean that it failed. It does not mean that it's wrong. But what Alexis is giving us a gift right now and a wake-up call right now for everybody here. So I want everybody, regardless of what phase you're in, whether you, like you said, Alexis, whether you're making, you know, $20,000 a year or $20,000 a day, there is something, a golden nugget for you here, and that's why I'm so excited. So I just want to, you know, encourage you to take out that pen and listen and be prepared that there, like you said, Alexis, that there can be some things, like your shit can come up while you hear this stuff. And it sure did for me, and it's really had me run my business in a much cleaner way.
Awesome. Well, great. I'm so glad to hear that. I'm so glad to hear that, you know, the work that we did and that we are continuing to do is permeating through all of your relationships.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's really about, is that what we're talking about today, ladies, is going to be something that takes you through the rest of your business life. As I said, this is the tip of the iceberg, not just from what you're going to be learning, but also from how it impacts you through the rest of your business life. It's not like a one-time thing. You learn it, and then that's it. It's something that you learn, and then you grow into, and you apply over time. So take in as much as you can, and know that there's plenty of more support available to you along the way. So let's start with the first piece of the legal. And that is that every single one of you listening to my voice right now, absolutely positively, without a shadow of a doubt, needs to incorporate your business. And we're not going to have time to get into what type of corporate entity. As Amy can attest, she spent quite a bit of time identifying the right type of corporate entity for her business or where to incorporate that. You can incorporate in Nevada. You can incorporate in Delaware. You can incorporate in your own home state. That's a personal analysis that you can go through with me in our LIFT program or with your own personal lawyer or with other resources. Here's the most important thing I want you to take away. You must incorporate. If you are in the Visionary Ignition Switch program, you are serious about your business. You did not join this program because you wanted to be wishy-washy about your business. You joined it because you're serious, and that means you incorporate your business. I don't even care if you're just starting out. You're not making any money yet. You want to make money, right? Yes, you do. And if you do, you need to treat your business as if you are going to make money. You don't do business from where you are. You do business from where you want to be. So you incorporate, you create a separate entity. And that is going to plug a huge number of holes for you. Let me just identify some of the holes you might be experiencing if you're not incorporated. You're not engaging clients as much as you want or could be. You're not being taken seriously by your spouse, by your partner, by friends, family, by potential clients. You're not making enough money. You're always financially on the edge. These are symptoms of not taking your business seriously, and incorporating is one of the best ways to show, yes, I do take my business seriously. Michelle PW, a copywriter that many of you know, she was at the five-figure level in her business for years. The year she incorporated her business, she hit six figures, and since then, she's had a real business. I had seven figures in my business the year that I incorporated. I was not incorporated before 2006 because people had told me I didn't need to incorporate. I wasn't going to be able to get any liability protection from it because I was providing personal services. They said there wasn't any tax benefits from it because I really wasn't making enough money. You know what? None of that matters. What matters is that you incorporate because you are serious about your business. Period. End of story. Okay, so you write that down if you are not incorporated. If you are incorporated, you want to make sure that you're maintaining your corporate formalities, that you've got all of the little pieces of paper that go along with that incorporation. You're doing annual meetings, even if it's just with yourself. You've got meeting minutes of those meetings, and you're documenting what you're doing each year, that you've got bylaws or an operating agreement, that you've got this awesome notebook on your shelf, and you can look over it, and you can see it, and you can say, that's where my corporate records are. That's where all my paperwork related to my business is. I've got a separate bank account. Okay, so you need to take care of your corporation once you create it. It's like another human being that you're bringing into this world, and you want to take care of that being. So it's not a human, but it is a being. It's a separate entity, separate from you, and it's what is taking care of your business, and so you take care of it. Okay, so that's number one, actionable step. Write it down, incorporate, or make sure that your corporate entity is updated and in compliance. every year, year in and year out. That's how you show the universe that you're really serious about your business. Okay, next piece with legal is if you find yourself in little conflicts in your business, maybe not getting your needs met from team members, maybe a little drama going on here or there, you're in a partnership and it's just not feeling great, like nobody seems to be doing their part, you're doing so much more than anybody else, why is it always working out like this, it's kind of the feeling. Well, very likely it's because you don't have agreements in place, and it's totally normal. Most people don't. I was recently, a couple years ago, talked with one of my friends who was entering into a partnership with one of her friends, and you would know these gals if I said their name, and I said, do you want me to help you with your partnership agreement? And she said, nah, we've got it handled. We've got it totally under control. Everything's fine. We are good friends, and we know what's going to happen. We know how everything's working. And I said, okay. And just about a year ago, she contacted me and she said, gosh, I so wish that I would have talked to you about my partnership because we're splitting up and it's ugly. And she wants so much more, and I can't believe that she thinks that what she did is worth that, and oh, my God, this sucks, and, you know, we made all this money together, and now it's all going south, and it didn't have to be like that. Mm. It not only ruined their partnership was ending, but it didn't have to ruin their friendship just because their partnership was ending. We live in an evolutionary world. As Amy said, partnerships are going to end. Like, you should just go into it expecting that, because you're going to grow, your partner's going to grow, you're going to change, you're going to want to do different things. And where the relationship ends is when there's not clear agreement in place, and there's so rarely clear agreement in place. So you've got to get agreements in place, and I know you don't know how to do it. I didn't even know how to do it. It's still challenging for me. Mm. I still need to have somebody else help me with my agreements because I can't see my own stuff, you know, but I can certainly get preliminary agreements in place, and if we have time, I'm going to give you a really easy way to get some very basic agreements in place, but I want to get through some more of the holes before I do that. So I'm going to put a bookmark in that and come back to that. Employees versus independent contractors versus not hiring anyone at all. Some of you are not hiring people because you think you don't have the money or you don't know the right way to go about it. And what I can say for sure is that a team, a really good team, is the key to your growth. Period, end of story. And bringing on people the right way, first probably as independent contractors for some period of time, maybe 90-day probation period, and then maybe they stay as independent contractors for 2 to 3 years, and then shifting them into an employee full-time role, even if they're not on site with you, is a really good trajectory, depending on what stage you're at in your business. But you need help. You can't do it alone. And you've got to identify those people that are working with you properly as either employees or independent contractors, depending on the stage of your business and how they're operating with you. And you've got to be contracting with them. You've got to be agreeing with them on the terms of their work with you, how they're getting paid, how much they're getting paid, what their key deliverables are, how you know if they're doing an awesome job. Now, I mentioned to you earlier that I got sued by an employee. It was one of the most heartbreaking events of my business life. And it doesn't have to happen to you, but it is one of the biggest liability risks in your business, is that, you know, that you'll get sued not by someone that you're providing service to, but by somebody who works for you. Because when those relationships end, they can sometimes be challenging. But if you go into it the right way, with the right agreements, right up front with clarity, you'll be able to end it that way as well. It won't have to be all stressful and emotionally charged. And these are the things that make the difference between big success in business and just kind of limping along, because it's so easy for us to get taken off track by these little kind of emotional side swipes that can come along and just knock us off center big time. So I'm going to talk in just a few minutes about insurance and how having insurance in place can really help you with this. The last little piece here with legal that I want to talk about today is intellectual property. many of you think, oh, well, I don't have any intellectual property. Oh, but you do. You do, you do. You are a knowledge worker. You are a creator. And that means you have intellectual property. If you have a website, you've got intellectual property. And any time that anybody is writing copy for you or creating graphics for you, that's your intellectual property. So what I want to make sure is that whenever you have anybody creating anything for you that's creative, that you've got an agreement in place that has a provision in it called a work-for-hire provision. Write that down, work-for-hire. What that says is that what they're creating for you is owned by you. If you don't have that provision in there, then what they're creating for you is owned by them. So this came up for me after I'd invested about $25,000 to build out my Kids Protection Plan website. This is a website where you can name legal guardians for your kids for free. And I had put so much into this website. And then I wanted to take it away and move it from the web developer we were working with because he became kind of a pain and he wasn't really responsive. And I wanted to do some changes and I wanted to move it to somebody else. And he said, well, what do you mean you want the passwords? You can't have the passwords. You paid us to design and develop the site, but we own the source code. And I was stuck. Yeah. I had no idea. And to them, they had put in way more than they had charged me for. And they thought that was fair. But, you know, they had done the work assuming that they'd make residual income on this site for a long time and that I was paying, you know, less than full rates and we didn't have clear agreements in place. So they thought they were right. I thought I was right. And ultimately, we had to resolve that with the help of a lawyer. And it would have been so much easier had we just been clear about it up front and I had protected my intellectual property with a work-for-hire provision and an agreement. Then the last little piece on intellectual property that I can get into today is your brand and your name and how important it is for you to claim that. There's a gal in our field, and you'd know her if I said her name. She's invested quite a lot in her brand. And all of a sudden, another gal in our community called her up, and she said, hey, I just want to let you know that I'm going to have an event, and I'm using this name. And I just, you know, I'm just telling you in advance. Well, our first friend who established the name said, well, she really didn't know what to say. And she said, but why don't you use it just with this little variation so it's not exactly the same as my name? She said, no, well, that's not as good. And it wasn't as good. The name that this first girl had come up with was really good, but she hadn't claimed it. It was really good, but she hadn't staked her claim. She hadn't trademarked it. Now, you can trademark your names simply by using the little TM symbol on your website. Start doing that right now. It's free. It doesn't cost you a penny. Just tell your web designer, your graphic designer to put that little TM symbol right up there so that nobody can use your name. Then if you're really going to invest a lot in getting your name out there and branding it and you know you're going to use it for a really long time, then you can register it with the trademark office. And that costs, you know, going to cost you some money. I can give you access to a resource where it's, you know, $150 to have them help you do it, but it's $325 for each class. So you're looking at a $500 or more investment. If you go to a lawyer, you're looking at a $2,500 investment. So I always recommend that whenever you can do it yourself, you do it yourself or with lesser expensive resources. Same with incorporating, by the way. Incorporating with the lawyer, you're looking at around $2,500, maybe $3,000, in that range, $1,500, $3,000, something like that. But there's resources that I'll be able to give you where you can, it's not totally do it yourself. It's like do it facilitated, but it's not legal Zoom because that really is do it yourself and it's no good. So it's like an in-between. And whenever you can do things like that yourself, I always recommend it. Here's where I don't recommend that you do legal yourself, is when you're entering into a partnership agreement. If you're creating a partnership together, it's really hard to do that yourself unless you've been guided through it before. Amy, when I hear you talking about the agreement that you and Lissa came to, I said, okay, yeah, of course you could do that because you've seen the process. You've been through the process. But if you haven't been through the process to create your own partnership agreement, I don't know. I wouldn't really think that you would be able to address all the issues. So that's where I say you really do need to get some outside support. But other things like incorporating, especially if you're just you, or trademarking, those you can do without hiring a lawyer. All right,
well,
so,
we definitely used the template that Amy had already been using from you. So.
Oh, perfect. Exactly, and good. And that's always great as well. If you've got a template, then that's support as well because you are guided through the things that you need to answer.
Exactly.
But don't, like, try to just do it on your own with no template, just thinking, oh, we're just going to write down what we agreed to, because you're going to overlook things. There's just things you're not going to think about that I wouldn't even think about. You know, you just forget. Yeah. So
there were a lot of things in there that I was like, wow, that's really good to have in there because I wouldn't have thought of that. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Good. I'm so glad that that's working for you. So that's like the very broad brushstrokes of legal. I know that I went super fast. If you're listening to this on the recording, stop, breathe, listen to those last 10 minutes again. Take notes. Write down some of the things that you need to do. And in just a few minutes, I'm going to let you know how you can get some more support because it's a lot. I know it's a lot, and this, as I said again, is just the beginning. But I do have three more topics that we're going to try and touch on in 10 minutes, so let's just keep going. Insurance. Here's where you might be at risk with insurance. Not knowing how much is enough, not having the right kind, and not knowing who you can trust. Okay? Not knowing how much is enough, not having the right kind, and not knowing who you can trust. When I first got into my law firm or into law, I started this law firm, and this insurance guy called me up, and I thought he was calling me up to meet me because he wanted to refer me clients. It was very naive. No, he was calling me up because he wanted to sell me insurance. And sell me insurance he did. He sold me a policy that was the wrong type and not nearly enough, a life insurance policy, where I was paying $100 a month for $100,000 of coverage.
Wow.
That was a big mistake. I didn't know. You know, I thought, oh, it's permanent insurance. Later on, once I got educated and I got in the know, I discovered that was not the right kind of policy for me. Plus, I wanted to be putting that money into my business, not into insurance that maybe was going to pay off sometime when I was like 80. Instead, I switched my coverage, and now I pay about $700 a year, and I have $1.5 million of insurance. For $700 a year. Now, it's of a different type. It's not going to last for my entire life. It will cut off at some point, but that's fine because I won't need it my entire life. I really just need it to take care of my kids if anything happens to me. So you want to make sure that, especially with life insurance, you know what's the right type and the right amount for you, because life insurance salesmen are the best trained salesmen in the world. They make some big commissions on what they sell you. Now, on the flip side, though, there's other types of insurance, home insurance, which is like your auto and your home and your disability, your health insurance, and then your business insurance, which is like your practice insurance, your liability insurance, your general business insurance, your employment practices insurance. That kind of insurance isn't sold typically by salesmen. It's sold by order takers. And so when I got my business insurance, I placed my order for my insurance with what I thought that I needed, and I didn't get the right type of insurance. And when I got sued by that employee, I didn't have the kind of coverage that would pay to hire me a lawyer to fight the lawsuit or settle the lawsuit for me, and I ended up having to go out of pocket. I had to pay $10,000 just to hire the lawyer and then a five-figure settlement to settle the case, even though I was right. I was so totally right, but I couldn't fight the lawsuit. And, of course, remember, I never had that all the records because I didn't make her keep her time or anything like that. So when she said I didn't let her take breaks and I didn't pay her for overtime, I had nothing to show, say, yes, you did. Here, you punched in, you punched out, you punched in, you punched out, all of that. So I ended up settling. And the insurance, I didn't have the right insurance because I had an order taker taking my order, and I didn't know to order employment practices insurance. So with insurance, know this. Number one, when you don't have it, you're going to play small because your ego knows. Your ego protects you. Your ego loves you. It's not going to let you play big if you don't have the right kind of protection in place. And insurance says, I love you. I know that was a shocker to me as well, but it's true. You get insurance because you love your family, because you want to make sure that if something happens, there's insurance there to take care of them. Maybe you get insurance to take care of your partner if you're in a partnership. Maybe you get insurance because if there is anything that happens along the way, you want to be able to just hand it over to a lawyer and keep going with creating your business, because you're not in business to fight lawsuits or people who are just, you know, mentally ill. You're in business to do awesome things in the world. And that having that insurance there lets you do that. So one of the things I do recommend with insurance is that you do get it looked over by an objective third party. That can be your own personal lawyer. If you're in our Lyft program, that can be us in the Lyft program. But that you don't just buy insurance without having the quote looked at and knowing that you've got the right type and the right amounts from someone objective who's not getting paid a commission on how much you're buying. Okay, so it's a good little backstop measure there. All right, financial systems. Without financial systems in place, you can be making loads of money, I was, but always be on the edge financially, I was. So even in my biggest year, I was still on the edge financially. I would manage my finances pretty much by looking in the bank account to see if I had money. And if I did, I'd spend it on a program, a coach, or I'd hire someone, or, you know, something like that. And I finally wised up, and in 2009, I hired a CFO because I couldn't do it alone, and I began to see all the ways that I just was not paying attention to my finances in the right way. So here's the bottom line key is you've got to have a bookkeeper, at least, who understands your business, who can set up your books properly so you're tracking income and expenses and you're not lumping all your income into one category, because I doubt that you only have one category of income. You probably have a few different, at least two different categories of income. You want to be tracking all that separately, of course, tracking your expenses separately. And you want that bookkeeper who understands your business to be able to prepare weekly and monthly reports that allow you to predict the future. So now, every week, I get a weekly financial analysis of both of my businesses, and I'm able to see what is our cash flow analysis, like how long would our cash last if I didn't sell another thing. That's really important to know, because what if I decide I don't want to sell anything else, or what if, you know, something happens that I can't sell anything else? I want to know how long I've got before we're out. That really helps me with my survival mentality, because I can very easily go into survival mentality, scarcity thinking. So I got to see that cash flow analysis, how long before we're out, and how much do I need to sell to cover payroll, and whether you're selling services or you're selling products or you're selling anything else, that's where your money is coming from. What are you putting out there, and what are people giving you money back for in exchange, and how much of that do you have to do? Because I found that I overdid it because I was coming from that survival scarcity mentality, and then I ended up not having the life that I wanted to have. So I keep an eye on that now with our weekly financial analysis that we created, and then every month I sit down with my two bookkeepers. It's a business management team. They've been with me now in various roles. In fact, my one guy, Corey, he started off with me when he was 14 years old, as like just my gopher, and he's grown into this role as my business manager. And I sit down with him and his fiance and every month with other members of my team, and we go through all the numbers. It used to be so painful for me to do that, and now I actually like it. Now it actually feels good because I know what I'm looking at. And when I didn't know what I was looking at, there was so much resistance, and I just never wanted to do it, and I would put it off, and I would cancel the meeting, and I would ignore it, and I would avoid it. But now it's something I really look forward to. It helps me feel really safe, taken care of, and good. So that can be that way for you too, even if you don't like it right now, and it will really allow you to predict the future in your business. You can see where you're going and really what you need to do when you've got the right financial systems in place. And the last piece, I see we're running out of time here, is tax. And if I had been strategizing my taxes properly back in 2006, I would have had a $50,000 tax bill instead of a $100,000 plus tax bill. You can actually pay less than 5% in taxes if you strategize properly. And here's how you're going to do that. You're going to meet with your CPA 2 times per year, not just once at tax time. By then, it's too late. Right now, you know, the best time is after tax time, probably 2 months after tax time. So April, maybe June, July, August is your first tax meeting of the year. That's when you talk to your CPA, you let them know what you're doing, and they just get to know your business. Then you're going to meet again in November to strategize of what should you do before year end. How should you manage your cash flow so that you end up with the smallest amount of income, what should you prepay? What should you put into your retirement account? What should you pay your kids? You know, if you need to pay your kids some income, shift some income down to them. But you can only do that if you're meeting with your CPA twice a year. You've got to have a great CPA who really understands your business. And then put away 20 to 30% of what you bring in a bank account. And then at the end of the year, when it turns out you only have to pay 10% or 5%, you've got a whole bunch of money in reserve to invest in passion projects, to give away to charity, to put back into your business or maybe into a retirement account. Here's the key. Live the entrepreneurial lifestyle and deduct ruthlessly. That's my philosophy, is everything that you possibly can for your business. I don't take vacation that's not business-oriented anymore. I'll always find some business purpose for my awesome vacations because we can do that as entrepreneurs. So think about how you can do that as well. All right, receive another breath. That was a lot. I want you to go back and listen to that again and again and again. And know that if you need more support, I've got that for you. I've put it all together into a system that took everything that I learned and took it from, you know, 50 hours of interviews with all these different professionals into 5 hours of content delivered by video, audio, and written transcripts so you can learn however you like. And then knowing that education and information is not enough, but that you need implementation, I created conversation starters. These are multi-page documents that you take in before you hire a banker, a CPA, an attorney, a bookkeeper, a merchant account provider, or before you enter into an agreement with a partner, and you just go through the questions. So now you know what to ask. So now you're not just going into someone saying, hi, I need to hire a lawyer. How much do you charge? Because that's not the right question. There's a whole list of questions you need to have before you hire someone. So these conversation starters lay them out for you. I create an implementation map so that you can give the whole system over to a team member who can implement all of it for you step by step on legal, insurance, financial, and tax. Or you can do it yourself, however you like to do it. And then the template legal agreements, which you've heard Amy and Melissa mention. There's 20-plus template legal agreements, and frequently adding new legal agreements to the templates as well so that you can not have to start from scratch when you're making your agreements. And then with this system, I also bonus you 60 days of implementation coaching in our Eyes Wide Open program so you can receive support from me in our private Facebook group and in a monthly coaching call where you can ask your questions as things come up along the way, as they will. So this is my Lift Foundation System and Toolkit. I'm going to give you a coupon code that you can use and take $500 off either our digital edition or our edition that comes with your personal records binder. And that's an awesome, beautiful, gorgeous binder for storing all of your paperwork along with all of the files and the transcripts and the implementation maps and full color and everything that you need to for the Lift Foundation system. So you can either get the digital and not the binder, or you can get the full deluxe version with the binder. Either way, you're going to take $500 off when you use the code VISION500OFF. That's VISION500OFF. It's all caps. And Amy and Lisa are going to send you a link to where you can use that code and get this Lift Foundation for your business and take $500 off. So do you want to give that link now and also send it out?
Yeah, perfect. So you can go to visionaryignitionswitch.com/Alexis. That's visionaryignitionswitch.com/Alexis, and you'll see Alexis's beautiful face and links out to the Lift system and also that coupon code so that you can go ahead and receive the Lift Foundation for $500 off, which is so awesome. Thank you, Alexis, for doing that.
You are very welcome. And let me just say this. If you have questions, feel free to email us at support@eyeswideopenlife.com. That's support@eyeswideopenlife.com. Tell my team that you're on this call with Amy and Lisa for the Visionary Ignition Switch. Ask your question, and we will help you figure out and determine whether this is the right system for you, because I'm certain you have questions. Yes, this works in Canada and Australia and all the different countries. And if you want to know more about that, just ask. And any other questions that come up along the way, please ask. Amy and Lisa, thanks so much for letting me share this information today. I really appreciate it.
Alexis, thank you for so much for being here. It was such a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to doing more with both of you in the future. And the gals that are coming through this program with you are so lucky. So thanks for lighting so many people's switch.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And we have men, too, so we love you guys, too.
Oh, well,
right.
Men, too. Woo! All right. Yeah. I didn't realize. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, for you
yeah.
brave men out there, you're in the right place.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank
and everyone,
so much.
I hope that you really take this information to heart that Alexis has brought to into the light. I feel like you bring it out of the shadows and into the light to be healed, as I always say with the Big Fat Lies, because there's just so many things. You know, I want everyone, all of you visionaries and Visionary Ignition Switch, to take your business seriously and from that space of lightness. So it really is about you saying, I am taking myself seriously. I'm taking my business seriously. And as you said, all of the things that Alexis talked about, the legal, the insurance, you know, everything, that these are systems to put in place so that your business can really soar, so it's on that beautiful foundation, so that you're tethered to something that has your back. So give yourself the gift of really taking these types of things seriously, because I know for a long time I didn't, then it bit me in the ass, and now I'm doing a much better job of it. And
Yay.
And it's constantly growing. It's like peeling those layers of the onion. There's always another layer there for you. So, Alexis, thank you so much, my dear. As always, such a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you so much for gifting everyone with all of that great information.
My pleasure. Thanks,
Sophia. I second that. Thank
you. All right, until next time, it's Amy and Lissa signing off. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.